Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now, on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
It's 7:06 on this Monday morning in the nation's capital. Thanks for joining us on a very busy day already. It's Larry O'Connor alongside Julie Gunlock. Julie at 7:35, Gordon Chang will join us to talk about Xi Jinping playing peacemaker in Moscow. And at 8:05, Meg Cohen, spokeswoman for the National Cherry Blossom Festival, which is underway now. Thanks for being here this morning, Julie.
Good morning.
And thank you to everybody who showed up at the wine tasting event at Wine Outlets Saturday night. We had a blast. You did too, surely. But everyone was talking about what everybody's talking about, and that is that President Trump took to True Social and said that he expected to be arrested tomorrow by an investigation of the DA in Manhattan, who, of course, is under fire because Manhattan is a criminal bedlam right now. He's one of these Soros prosecutors. He is in political trouble, even in New York, as we saw in San Francisco. His counterpart in San Francisco was actually recalled by the residents there because of the nightmare criminal activity in that city. The same thing could happen in New York. So what does he do? Well, he puts together this Stormy Daniels thing, this grand jury. And as you know, a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. And in this case, that ham sandwich is a former president. And if you do that in Manhattan, it helps you out politically, even if it's a complete and total miscarriage of justice, which apparently is what we're looking at. Let's bring in our legal analyst and friend, former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, one Joe DeGeneva. Great day to have you, Joe. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Larry.
Am I correct here? Because I keep rereading it and rereading it, and I thought this thing was put to bed years ago when Trump was still president, this whole Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels, NDA, so-called hush money settlement. Am I correct that the charge here that may come down and end up with the indictment of former President Trump is because he didn't use campaign funds for this cash settlement with Stormy Daniels, because he used his private money through his private attorney, that is in some way illegal? Please explain this to me like I'm a five-year-old.
It is inexplicable, Larry. You have hit upon this. The president reached a settlement through his attorney, Michael Cohen, a civil settlement in 2016 with Stormy Daniels. She was paid $130,000 to withdraw a potential case. And he paid with personal funds. He didn't pay with campaign contributions. So they can't do what they did in the John Edwards case, the federal case, where he used campaign funds from donors to his campaign to pay off a woman. So what they've done is, what Alvin Bragg has done is, he has literally created out of whole cloth a fake case. Under New York law, if you falsify a business record, which he is alleging Donald Trump did, that is a two-year misdemeanor. The statute of limitations has run on that. But if you create that and make it a felony by saying that the person was trying to commit another crime at the same time, which is falsifying federal election records by classifying this as a reimbursed legal expense, then you get a five-year statute of limitations. But even with that, the statute of limitations has expired unless you say that Trump wasn't really in New York all the time, and so the statute of limitations wasn't running all the time. This is insanity. What you have here is a George Soros prosecutor trying to create a crime. This is a vindictive, selective prosecution. It is absolutely outrageous. And let's remember one other thing. Bragg allowed a former prosecutor in that office named Pomerantz to write a book explaining why the case should be brought. And it was published and got massive publicity, outlining all the evidence as Pomerantz saw it against the former president. Bragg did nothing about that. He didn't seek to recoup the profits of the book. He didn't stop its publication. So what he has done is he has allowed unconstitutional pre-charging publicity against the former president. Every way you look at this, you see the hand of George Soros over every single step. Destroy American institutions, destroy American leaders, destroy Donald Trump. This is very sick stuff, And I think the Democrats are going to live to regret that they have unleashed this screwball brag in New York. While the city burns in New York with murder, rape, arson, armed robberies, you name it, not allowing the police to enforce the law, he pursues relentlessly this case against Trump. This is a tale of two cities.
Yeah.
You know, the point here is to harm Donald Trump. But I feel like this is going to turn him into a folk hero, particularly if there's an arrest and sort of the perp walk and all of this. Elon Musk actually said, you know, Trump will win in a landslide if he's indicted. I feel like I'm going to ask this question. You're going to go, obviously, yes, because the question is, are they really this dumb? I guess the answer is yes.
Well, they're not dumb. They're vicious. They're not dumb, yet they're deranged. You have to understand that the hatred for Trump, which began shortly after he came down the escalator to declare his candidacy for the presidency, has only increased. It hasn't abated. Now, all you have to do is look at the clips from MSNBC and CNN and ABC. Martha Raddatz has become an absolute nutcase. A once fine reporter has become literally deranged. And all of these people, Michael Beschloss, my God, his eyes were so wild and wide open when he was decrying President Trump's call for protest that it was amazing to watch Beschloss. Yeah. I mean, he's a clown. He's actually just sort of like a cartoon of a presidential scholar. But these folks are vicious. They think they're doing the right thing. And it's just like Larry, like you say, they don't think we have bad ideas. They think we're bad people.
Yeah.
So they're out to destroy us all, and they don't care how it happens. They're willing to destroy the criminal justice system and make it a mockery just to get Trump. That is very dangerous stuff. And I don't know what's going to happen if Trump is indicted. I think it's a terrible mistake. I think there will be political consequences, which are actually unmeasurable at this point.
Yeah.
You just don't know. The country's in such a wild state because of Biden and his terrible Department of Justice.
Yeah, and I worry too, as President Trump specifically asked for people to protest. This is the second time he's asked for people to take to the streets. The other time was after the election. And I wish he had...
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Taken more of a, you know, we see this exactly for what it is. Everyone remain calm. We're going to fight this the right way. Instead, it's, you know, let's you know, time for pitchforks and torches, Joe.
Yeah, well, I don't think we need protest. I think we need people to get to the ballot box.
Yeah.
Like crazy in 2024.
Well, and to that end, can you stay with us, Joe? Obviously, big day here. Sure. I got some more questions about that. What does it look like if a former president is indicted? Oh, forget about that. What does it look like when a current candidate for president is indicted, one who is currently protected by the Secret Service? What are the logistics involved there? Does this keep him off the ballot at all? And also, oh, by the way, what about what we learned about Joe Biden and the Biden family, including the daughter-in-law, making money from the Chinese, millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party? And of course, no one's talking about that today because of this Trump thing. Well, Joe and I and Julie Gunlock, we will talk about it in a moment. But first,
WMAL.
Making sense of the news.
Live
from the Home Paramount Pest Control Studios.
Home Paramount, the leader in pest control since 1939.
Need a new roof? Go to longroofing.com. Get your free estimate today. On the next Vince Colanese Show, the biggest threat to the left, the truth. It tells you a lot. Join us 3 to 6 right here on WMAL.
And we continue now with Joe DiGenova, former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, analyzing this unprecedented legal moment where a presidential candidate and former president is potentially going to face indictment from the Manhattan District Attorney. We've already laid out how the charges are obscenely fraudulent, Joe. But that said, these Soros DAs do this kind of thing. What's the next step? What does this look like where a man is under Secret Service protection and a former president? What does it look like when a local jurisdiction attempts to arrest them?
Well, the reason this is leaked out is because there have been discussions between the New York Police Department and the Secret Service about what to do if Trump is indicted, how he will be arrested, will he surrender, come down to the courthouse, how do you secure the Manhattan courthouse down there in the heart of the district where the courthouse is downtown near the docks. This is an amazing scenario. We've never seen anything like this. Most people who've run government over the last 50 years and since the Nixon administration have seen that stuff like this is banana republic and it harms our institutions to do this. But George Soros has decided in a brilliant scheme to undermine America by putting in place about 50 local DAs around the country and spending millions and millions and millions of dollars to put them in office for moments precisely like this. So that ends up having to see the New York Police Department and the Secret Service huddle to try and find out how to protect the president, how to protect the courthouse, but none of them can get together and figure out how to protect New York from Alvin Bragg.
Great point. Joe, I lamented at the beginning of the program here that this is the dominant story. The weekend shows, of course, did nothing but talk about this. They ignored the fact that James Comer's Oversight Committee revealed a document on Friday that multiple members of the Biden family got millions of dollars for the Chinese Communist Party, including, as Julie Gundlach points out, Hallie Biden, Bo Biden's widow, Hunter Biden's former paramour. That's its own little trailer park soap opera. But it's like, you know, when you get millions of dollars in exchange for a product or service, you got to wonder, okay, what are you selling? Julie, what's Halle Berry's job?
She's a school counselor.
Yeah. Hallie Biden, excuse me.
Yeah.
She's a school counselor, Joe.
Well, she's part of the Biden family. And what that means in Delaware, where I was born and raised, is that the Biden scheme has been in play for 40 years. Yeah. This is a family affair. Kickbacks, the use of official office to make the family rich. What do? They use government perks, such as the vice president's plane, the senator's office, the vice president's office, the senator's office, the vice president's actual functions. And more important than anything else, the son gets on Air Force Two with the president, going to the countries where the vice president has jurisdiction over that particular country, like Ukraine, and then the son does business deals with senior government officials and their...
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Crony friends, this is the largest kickback scheme in the history of the United States government. It's all in plain view. There's nothing secret about it. Hunter Biden's own attorneys have said in their letters all he was doing was getting paid for legitimate business deals. Fine, let's see the business deals.
Yeah.
Open the books.
Yeah.
We're, the
what
only
did
reason
you sell?
We're learning about this. The only reason we're learning about this is because these suspicious activity reports from the Treasury Department have now been handed over to James Comer and the Oversight Committee in the House. What we have going on here is the largest kickback scheme by a government official spanning 40 years that's ever happened in the history of the United States. And the mainstream media doesn't care, doesn't want to care, because he's a Democrat, and the only thing they care about is destroying Trump. You are watching institutions being destroyed by the press for the sole purpose of getting Donald Trump. We are in real trouble.
We are in real trouble. The media is denying it. The Democrats are going to cover up for him. And Biden denied. He denied it this week, saying that
He can deny it because the media will let him. And so it's up to everybody else, including us. And you, listen, what do they do when they don't like you? They send FBI agents to your house with a search warrant for no good reason. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, these people will stop at nothing. When they sent the FBI agents to our house, you know what the FBI agents did? They apologized to us. They said, we don't want to be here. We don't know why we're here. We apologize to you. We just want Victoria's cell phone. These people are sick, and they're vicious. They don't care about the Constitution. If what happened to Victoria and me in this house, when the FBI agents, God bless them, they showed up and said, look, we're not going to search your house. We don't have anything to do with that. Just let us see the phone, and we'll get out of here. They knew what they were doing was wrong. And you know who sent them? Chris Wray and Merrick Garland. Yep. Do you think that they're going to do anything to Joe Biden? Merrick Garland and Chris Wray are kissing the president's ass.
Joe, this is a good time to remind everybody, givesendgo.com. You can look up Joe DeGeneva's name or his lovely and much more talented and engaging wife, Victoria Tomsing's name.
Yes.
It's the DeGeneva Tomsing Litigation Fund, not only to defend over all the extraordinary costs they had to deal with because of the kangaroo justice from Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray, but also their counteracting against them and suing them. That's the litigation fund for DeGeneva Tomsing. Real fast, Joe. Does this in any way affect the election? Not politically, you know, whether people will vote or not vote, but what about, are there states that say you can't run for president if you're under arrest, that sort of thing?
No. The only qualifications for president are in the Constitution, age and citizenship. That's it. And you have to live in one of the states, which he does. He cannot be disqualified under current law. The only way you can be disqualified is if you're not old enough or you're not an American citizen. He's both, and he's on the ballot whether people like it or not. And this is going to get very, very ugly. And the Democrats don't care about destroying our constitutional structure as long as they figure out a way to get the man who beat Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. And this is all about that little slimy politician, Hillary Clinton. They've been protecting her since James Comey held that crazy news conference on July 5th, declaring that no reasonable prosecutor would ever prosecute her.
That's right. You know
what? Where are they now saying that about Alvin Bragg's loony case against Donald Trump?
Great point. That's his ultimate crime. Donald Trump's crime was winning the 2016 presidential election.
You got it.
Joe DeGeneva, always good to talk to you, my friend. Thank you, sir.
God bless.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.